Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about my rate calculator or my rate calculation spreadsheet. And so if you've heard me talk about, setting your rates and making sure you know what your baseline rate is, this is the spreadsheet that will help you do all of these. So what is a rate calculator? Just what it says it is. It's a way for you to understand what your minimum rate is that you can charge so you're not losing money in your business. This is what I call your baseline rate. So your baseline rate is unique to you, so it's individualized, and it's based on how much you need to make to keep the lights on in your business. And that may be just your business, but if you're somebody like me, when I started my business, I was working full time. So I had a little wiggle room there, but my goal was to replace my six-figure income with my VA business, which I eventually did. My problem was is that I didn't understand that I needed a baseline rate. And so I actually really undercharged for my services. And luckily I found this out while I was still working full time. So I wasn't relying on the income from my business at that time. But it was a hard lesson to learn that I was charging, you know, almost half of what I should be. Actually, it was half of what I should be. And so I set out to create a spreadsheet because I am a lover of spreadsheets. I use them for everything. But I created this rate calculation spreadsheet just based on my research and what I realized that I needed to understand when it came to my rate. And so this rate calculation spreadsheet is something that is of my creation. I took bits and pieces of maybe some other ideas that people had and I created my own. And you can download this and you can walk through it using my free YouTube series. So I have an entire YouTube series on how to use this specific rate calculator. And so it will walk you through it. Otherwise, if you can figure it out on your own, certainly you can do it that way. But you can watch this YouTube series that walks you through it in a lot of detail. I've given you the link below. Feel free to do that. So the reason you need to know your baseline rate is so you don't undercharge. Most VAs severely undercharge for their work. And if you're somebody looking to leave your soul-sucking job and have your VA business be able to cover your salary, you really need to know what your rates are. And so to me, there's really two versions. You should have two versions of this rate calculation spreadsheet. So when you download it, you can download it and save it. You know, one is a need and one is a want. So hear me on this. So the first one is to find your baseline rate calculation. So this is how much you need to charge in order to stay in business and make money, okay? The other is a goal. How much do you want to earn? How much do you want to earn in the next year? And they should not be the same numbers. In fact, your want numbers should stretch you. So just to give you an idea, you know, when I started way back when, I started charging $50 an hour. And I quickly realized that that wasn't enough. That was not my baseline rate. I needed more than that in order to do that. And then I had to stop and say, okay, if I need to charge $75 an hour, what kind of services can I offer? And I'm already a techie, you know, plus I'm a project manager. So it was easy for me to find the types of skill sets that I could easily charge that $75 rate for. You know, I started at 25 and then I went to 50. And then after being at 50 for a while, I created this rate calculation spreadsheet and realized that that wasn't enough either. I needed to move up. So my need version of this rate calculation spreadsheet was, you know, $75 an hour. And then my want was double that, $150 an hour. Okay, remember, there's no average rate here in the VA industry, and I actually did an entire podcast on that topic, so make sure you check it out if you're curious. You set your rates based on your expertise and what you need to earn or what you want to earn. All right, so the rate calculation spreadsheet is going to walk you through this. And a couple of side notes. You may be really scared when you look at the rate that pops up, but those are facts. You know, if you look at that and you go, oh my God, I need to make $55 an hour in order for me to be able to quit my soul-sucking job. Okay,
Well, admin skills aren't paying you $55 an hour, sorry to say. You're going to need to look at higher end type skills like techie and strategic skills, because that's where you're going to start making the higher rates, right? So you need this information to make some decisions, but you also need this information to create your, you know, your plans, your packages, your projects, whatever, however you're actually charging for your business. Without this number, you may end up going out of business because you're not charging enough. And please don't fall for the bad advice that so many other VA coaches and trainers say, well, if you don't know what to charge, charge $25 or $35. Wrong. The problem with that is, how do they know what you need to make? Now, I get it if you're a hobbyist and you don't need the money to pay the bills. But if you're in this for the long haul and you're a business owner, these are the numbers you need to know. Don't let somebody tell you what to charge. Figure it out for yourself. And I've given you this rate calculation sheet to help you do it. Plus, I've created a YouTube series to walk you through it. Okay, so I can't state enough how important it is to know your baseline rate, but also to understand what is your goal. What is your goal? So your need and your want should be two versions of the rate calculation spreadsheet. So I'll let you get started. Download the sheet below. There is a link, and then dive over to the YouTube series if you need, and watch it and work through it. And I'd love to hear from you. If you had any ahas as you work through the rate calculation spreadsheet, feel free to leave me a comment below. I read them all and I will comment in kind. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.